Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. I know news headlines are supposed to hook you into wanting to read the whole article, but yesterday when I read a BBC headline that read, "Oregon passes law recriminalizing drug possession," I was hooked. I clicked on the clickbait and ended up reading the whole article. Article tells about a 2020 voter measure that was passed that was the most liberal drug measure in the United States. It made drug possession for personal use a ticketed offense with a fine up to $100. This week's new legislation penalizes those possessing drugs with probation and up to 180 days in jail. Governor Tina Kotek signed the new bill on Monday, but it won't go into effect until September 1st. That's all from the BBC. Here's where community comment kicks in. First of all, good for you, Oregon. At least you recognized your mistake and you're now trying to fix it. Maybe California will follow suit and begin to hold people accountable for their actions. I find it odd that as a state, there are laws about how you must protect yourself by wearing a seatbelt or wearing a helmet. And if you don't protect yourself, then we're going to fine you. Yet, we as a state provide free needles and other paraphernalia to drug users so they can hurt themselves. One argument for helmet laws is that if you don't wear a helmet and you crash, you're only hurting yourself. Well, that's partially true, but I'm not sure if an EMT or fireman cleaning up after an unprotected motorcycle accident doesn't help them with their PTSD or to sleep better at night. It definitely hurts others. The same is true with drug use. It doesn't only affect the user. One report claims that drug use is linked to 86% of homicides, and that drug-related violence costs U.S. economy an estimated $100 billion a year. Talk to any child who lived through the effects of their parents' drug use. It often destroys families. One of the reasons Oregon changed their mind on legislation is the spike in the number of overdoses. In cities like Portland, sightings of people openly using drugs on the streets, sidewalks, and in front of stores increased, and images appeared in national media. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler told the New York Times, "The truth is that addiction rates and overdose rates skyrocketed. Drug abuse is not a victimless crime. Our whole community is affected by it. I recently witnessed someone start the process to detox from fentanyl. It has been nearly 2 weeks. He's not been able to eat anything and keep it down. He has physical pain and the mental anguish was horrendous. He said he hasn't slept in nearly 2 weeks. And one of the best ways to help people is to teach our younger generation to never start. Experimenting with drugs or alcohol does not always lead to addiction, but addiction is always a result of having experimented with drugs or alcohol at some point. When teens never experiment with a drug, they're ensuring they will not develop an addiction to that drug. It's so much easier to help someone make good decisions early on in their life than try to help them fix years of mistakes. So help protect our community. Teach the next generation that life can be amazing sober." Well, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.